28 people, and
in one house, how? Like, tell me about this.
Every room was maybe two double beds. It's for two people on each bed. Okay, is it that
two people? Oh yeah, don't worry.
Then they give me. I gotta be on duty once a month. Shall I say that?
Say every, I want you to explain from morning to night
was,
what you
I
did
I was
there.
Doing one one day a month. I gotta clean the house. That was my duty.
How big
and
was
it? It was
house?
One day, three story. And one day I gotta do the cooking one night, one meal. So they put me to wash the house. Now I'm going, this is a good one. So they didn't have no linoleum, no carpet, nothing in those days. So they gave us some soap and some brooms, brooms.
Who gave you these things?
They are belong to the house, and then the old people. He says, "Now you got to clean the house." So
who had the house? Whose house was it?
We're paying rent. We're paying about $15 rent a month.
You did
$240. All of us. We have one guy from the. All of us, like he was the representative, the rent, which is, he's the boss, in other words. See? Uh-huh. He pays the rent, but they collect from all of us.
Yeah. And where did you pay the rent to?
Well, the guy over the head, the guy of the house, he's paying to the landlord. I don't know the landlord because we're just peasants. We're living there. We don't know nothing.
Oh, you
about
don't know if the landlord was Greek or was an Anglo?
No,
or?
We don't know nothing. So anyway, that was the let the boss worry about that. I mean, who pay what's supposed to pay? And they give us the water and the soap, and we start working on it with the soap on the floor, you know, dusting and so on. We sweep it from the top floor to the bottom. So the steps, three floors, they've been wore out, and each step, you know. Because nothing on it, you know, 28 people up and down, you know, and for years and years. Those houses, that they've been occupied by our people, God knows how many years since they come, the first ones in Canada. In
what
Toronto.
Was the other house? 153, and what did you say
before? 153 were, 151, they were same class as our people, next door.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we put the water in, and through the night was about 18 below zero, and we have only no furnaces. No furnish, heat, you know. We have like a bar, two stoves, one on the main floor and one on the second floor. And the water, left with water, because we have no mop to dry, with the broom, but left so much water, a little bit on we have been wore out the boards, eh, and the steps.
Yeah.
And it was frozen like a glass in the house.
In the house?
Yeah. And the old people, they work in the Massey Harris that time, some old people, you know, and they get up early in the morning, maybe 4:30, you know. So the first one, you step on the glass, and down he goes, right down, boom, boom. And he started cursing, but quietly, see. So another old man, he get up, he done same thing, and they start fighting, they start hollering one another, the two old guys. He said, "Why didn't you tell me?" He says, "Well, nobody told me." So what happened now? We're here. We're all up, you know. But he says, "We're going to beat the heck out of these kids, you know, they're done." But some of them, he says, "No, the kids is not to blame." He says, we didn't tell them, he says, what to do, the kids. He says, "The kids, how are you going to pick all the water?" He says, "With the brooms." So this has happened. So they save us. Nobody beat us up. They're supposed to give us the slaps, eh? Because it wasn't our fault, but those two old guys, they started fighting. You know,
these guys were from your town too, eh?
Yes.
Everybody
was. Everybody from our town. Then they start hollering one another. He says, "Why didn't you tell me?" He says, "Well, nobody told me." He says, "So might as well," he says, "you be sore back," he says, "like me." So that's the happen, see. Now, when it comes to cook,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know nothing what I know about cooking. So I was wishing.
One moment. Let me interrupt you. What did you do before you came? Before you came to Toronto, before you came to Canada, what did you do in the country?
I told you I was with the sheep, but the last year I went to school. That was my school year, the last.
This was a what?
No, I finished the school.
This was a Greek school?
Yeah. Greek school, sure.
Okay.
And I come, that's it.
So, cooking now.
I was wishing to be Friday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Friday and Wednesday, that was a day where I'm cooking nothing but beans.
Fasolia.
Fasolia. Beans, we're going to say, yeah.
Well, we can say fasolia.
And we're cooking that. But if you come another day to me.
Yeah.
Is it much yet?
No, yeah, go ahead.
Another. So, if it's a meat day, I don't know what to do.
So you would fast Wednesday and Friday?
Yeah.
Nistia.
You never eat meat. Friday and Wednesday. Wednesday and Fridays. Uh-huh. Strictly old fashioned, no meat.
No meat, eh?
No meat.
All men, no meat on those 2 days.
Those 2 days were Christians.
You were Christians because you had no money, or
no.
You believed.
No, that's no meat on Wednesday and Friday, all the time in all countries. See,
yeah,
they don't eat. It's Friday. Oh no, they beat you up if they see you eat. I mean, now it's changed.
But then,
and those days, I mean, Catholics they didn't eat meat. I was a restaurant man, and what I do, he says, take the meat out. He says, just give us the juice. I said, there's meat cooking in there. As long as no meat, I will eat the juice. I mean, that's the way it goes. But when it's, I was prayed to be my day as a cooking, a beans, no meat. So one day come to me, I got to make meat with the meat. I don't know. So what happened, he says, you go. And there was one German meat store, Spadina, Queen in Spadina.
Queen Spadina.
Yeah. There was two daughters and the father. They always keep the meats, you know, on the windows. So what happened? I go there and I can't find him. They want me to buy a pork hip.